It was an historic day, for better or for worse, in the Texas Senate today as the chamber began its impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton, the first such trial for a statewide official in over 100 years. The last time the Senate held an impeachment trial for a statewide official was in 1917 for Governor James Paw Ferguson. He was found guilty and removed from office by a vote of 25-3 back then. And since then, the Senate last held an impeachment trial in 1976, removing District Judge O.P. Carrillo from office. The first day of the Paxton impeachment trial began promptly at 9 in the morning, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick being sworn in as the presiding officer of the impeachment. Then each of the 30 senators who will be voting in the trial were sworn in as well. There are 31 senators, however, Senator Angela Paxton, Ken Paxton's wife, will not be voting according to the rules. The first order of business, voting on 24 pre-trial motions, including 16 motions to dismiss. Those efforts, however, were unsuccessful. The most notable motion would have dismissed the charges based on the state's prior term doctrine, which precludes impeachment charges for allegations known to the public before their election. That vote failed 22-8, with 10 Republicans siding with Democrats to let the trial continue. Those senators were Brian Hughes, Robert Nichols, Kelly Hancock, Phil King, Mays Middleton, Joan Huffman, Brian Birdwell, Pete Flores, Drew Springer, and Kevin Sparks. Another motion to exclude evidence collected outside of the law met the same fate, failing 22-8, with the same 10 joining with Democrats. As the presiding officer, the decision on the remaining 8 pretrial motions that would not have dismissed charges went to Dan Patrick. Patrick denied all but one of those motions, ruling that Attorney General Ken Paxton cannot be compelled to testify in the trial. As expected, Attorney General Paxton pleaded not guilty to each charge. But perhaps most strikingly today was a moment when State Representative Andrew Murr proclaimed that, quote, wrongs justifying impeachment do not have to be crimes. Now, we've got a long way to go in this trial. And remember this, senators must believe that Paxton is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt to vote to remove him from office. Such a vote will require 2/3 of members to agree, or 21 senators. It's expected to last around 3 weeks, but could take even longer. In other news, Senator Ted Cruz has another Democrat opponent, former Nueces County District Attorney Mark Gonzalez. This comes just one day after Gonzalez stepped down from his position after facing a civil lawsuit seeking to permanently remove him from office, citing incompetency and official misconduct. Gonzalez joins Democrats Colin Allred and Roland Gutierrez in the race for the party's nomination. Senator Cruz so far has not commented on his new opponent. Lastly, U.S. Representative Chip Roy is doubling down on his effort to withhold funding from Biden's Department of Homeland Security because they have failed to act on the open Mexico border problem. When the agency's funding expires this fall, Representative Roy wants the U.S. House to invoke its power of the purse to withhold all funding until the border crisis is finally addressed. Roy has referenced Federalist Paper Number 58, saying the House of Representatives cannot only refuse, but they alone can propose the supplies requisite for the support of government. Currently, the House and the Senate are at odds regarding how lawmakers should fund both federal agencies in the long term and in the short term. On September 30th, the federal government will shut down if a funding bill isn't passed. Meanwhile, as we've seen the border crisis heighten right here in Texas, calls for a special session of the state legislature addressing border security have grown. Expect more details to come when the Paxton impeachment trial concludes. For more news of the day, go to texasscorecard.com.